welcome to Rose Off the Cuff. If you stayed with me on this Lost Art of Friendship journey, the series, the article that can be found at leaddiff.com, The Lost Art of Friendship, then you've made it to the end. The seventh of the questions, multiple parts to this series. I hope it's helped you reflect and think about a lot. And I'm not even sure they're scheduled out that this won't drop, that we won't beat March Madness. I don't know. I don't think we will. I think we'll probably, maybe we'll make it to the Final Four. Maybe the Final Four. I don't know. We'll have to see. But if you're listening to this and Michigan has made it, then I'm a happy man. Happy man if they're in the Final Four. If they're not in it, don't remind me of this podcast. Don't send me an email. Don't text me. Don't contact me. I don't want to think about it anymore. I want it to be over. But I appreciate all of you who've been listening and reading The Lost Art of Friendship. I actually think it's really important. Whether or not it'll be consumed by a lot of people, whether a lot of people will spend the time on it, it's hard to know. If we judge it by what the statistics teach us about loneliness, or what the demographics teach us about the distance that exists between us socially, emotionally, politically, economically, a lot of what's going on in the world today has to do with our inability to build relationships. That sounds almost ridiculous, because so much of what we study or what scholars study has nothing to do with just the simple basics of does everyone have relationships? No amount of money, no amount of position, no amount of influence can make up for loneliness. And loneliness is doing more damage than we know. Certainly during this pandemic that has existed, I think we're going to find more out when it's over about the damage of loneliness, the damage to trust, the damage to connection, the disintegration of social life that's going to have to be rebuilt. And the no amount of work by politicians will do that. In truth, no amount of work by therapists will do that. Ultimately, we have to decide in our culture if having relationships is important, if having friendships is important, being loved is important. And when you start to think about that, it's one of the reasons why from time to time I'll talk about my own faith in Christianity. I think Christianity is a relationship religion. And anybody who's going to truly live it and enjoy it is not going to be about rules, they're going to be about relationships. And so I come from a position that before I even believed in anything regarding God, I still believed in relationships, but I wasn't as good at them. I didn't understand them. I didn't have the depth. I didn't have the emotional education. I didn't have the emotional awareness. I didn't have the spiritual depth. The final question that we talk about is, are you willing to invest in building quality friendships? This one is bittersweet, because I think that while we all need quality friendships, I think a lot of people will choose not to. We'll choose to be busy. We'll choose to assume that because we have a family and we're part of a family, that those include deep friendships. If we can't build deep friendships outside of our family, if we can't build deep friendships and solid and quality friendships before we get married, it's highly unlikely we're going to build a deep and bonding friendship with our spouse or our children. Friendship is learned, it's mastered, and it's done over time. So the question we really have to ask is, are we willing? Because no matter where you're at on friendship, no matter where you're at on happiness, no matter where you're at on loneliness, I absolutely believe without question that you and I can improve our life every day. We can get better every day. There's nothing that is a struggle or a failure in our life today that can't begin turning around tomorrow. It may not happen overnight, but it will happen. As I bash the microphone, am I getting excited about this? Yeah, I think I am, because I realize that I may not be speaking to the audience always that wants to hear the message, but I'm telling you, the message needs to be heard. So that's why I do the podcast. That's why I write the articles. The Friendship Factor is a book I read, oh, so long ago, by Alan Loy McGinnis. We've used William DeResowitz for everything we've done up till now on the questions, the six questions, but the seventh one is The Friendship Factor by Alan Loy McGinnis. The article, The Lost Art of Friendship, has all the links and notes to the books, so you can go back and look at the seventh question and find that. Are you willing to invest in building quality friendships? The fact of the matter is, this is the quote, the fact of the matter is that one cannot have a profound connection with more than a few people. Think about that. Time prohibits it. Deep friendship requires cultivation over the years. Evenings before the fire. Long walks together. And lots of time for talk. It requires keeping the television off. Now, this book was written a long time ago, so that means all screens, not just the television. That means the tablet, the phone, you know, all the screens. It requires keeping the television off so that the two of you can log in with each other. I like that. He slid log in there. Maybe this book was written in the 90s. Log in. If your social calendar is too full to provide for such intimate bonding, it should be paired. It should be chopped. True happiness, said Ben Johnson, consists not in the multitude of friends, but in the worth and choice. The worth and choice of friends. Are we willing to make the choices? And are we willing to make the investments so they're worthwhile? The Friendship Factor was the first book to make me think about the importance of friendship, and that how I had been building them was more careless than careful. Over the years, I've come to understand the truth of the statement that deep friendship requires cultivation. You gotta plant, you gotta water, you gotta grow it. In other words, you gotta invest in it. And in so doing, I discovered three final qualities in which we must invest if we want to build friendships as exceptional as they should be, as encouraging, as valuable, as strengthening. The first quality is admiration. Admiration is an underestimated yet essential quality for building friendships, because it is admiration that prevents the destructiveness of envy and jealousy, two things responsible for unraveling countless relationships. You know what's interesting to me? And I've run into this a lot. I had a conversation, interact with someone who was a relationship, not just an acquaintance, not just a passerby. And one thing I told the person, I said, look, your problem is I've never seen you admire anybody. I was fortunate. I was the only boy in my family. I was always looking for guys to hang out with and be friends with. In my neighborhood early on, everybody was older than me. And one of the things I learned was to admire people because they were good at things. That's a way I got motivated to be someone's friend. I admired them. And I told this individual I was talking to, I don't see how you're ever going to build great relationships because you admire no one. And he was one of those people who was like, I don't really have heroes. And I just thought, wow, that's so sad. I don't know if it's just a degree of arrogance and pride or if it's just a cynicism toward human beings that somehow you feel that to admit that their greatness is great diminishes you. I always thought it was really cool to be friends with someone that I admire, to hang out with them, to learn from them, to hear them talk in their perspective. Admiration is an underestimated yet essential quality for building friendships. Why? Because of the destructiveness of envy and jealousy. I can't judge the individual I was talking to. But I think when we can't admire people, there's got to be some level of envy, some level of jealousy, some level of competition inside. And when we can't manage our envy and jealousy, when we can't deal with that, it will unravel our relationships. It will unravel our marriage. If our wife is more talented or our husband is more talented, more capable than we are, it will unravel our relationship with our kids if they go beyond what we've done. We have to learn how to admire people if we're going to build quality friendships. Number two, when we have a genuine admiration for our friends, it leads to a second quality in which we should invest, which is to develop a vision for our friend, an exceptional belief in their possibilities. I think I'm a little bit surprised at how little we believe in each other. I think believing in each other is hard because it's hard to believe in ourselves, right? But you have a really great friend when that friend takes the time to say, you can be great. I see greatness in you. I see something special in you. I see uniqueness in you. I believe that dream you have is more than doable. If we don't admire people, we won't have a vision for them. And for some of us, we can't build quality relationships because we'll never admire anybody. And for those of us who admire people but are unwilling to put the time in to develop a vision for them, to say, I believe in your exceptional possibilities, that's going to break the relationship down. It'll never get to ultimate quality. Finally, when we've practiced these approximately 15 ways to reclaim the lost art of friendship, because when you go through all the questions, there's actually 15 ways hidden in there, and even my editors missed one of them. The lost art of friendship and the answer to these seven questions will receive the blessing of all these investments, which is uncommon joy of true friendship. If you invest 15 ways in these relationships, you'll experience the wonderful, uncommon joy. See, my editors thought the third thing was belief, but it wasn't. It's admiration, vision, and joy. Because who can have a quality friendship without enjoying it? Exceptional belief is part of vision. So when you read it, you'll be the insider if you listen to this podcast who knows that the editors of my work, they got it wrong. The 15 qualities, aha, nah, I'm going to make an adjustment. I think I'll change their 15 qualities and I'll go with theirs, belief. But those of you listening can know that I changed that because the editors got confused and they chose belief instead of joy. And joy is the secret. So there you go. Are you willing to invest in building quality friendships? Are you willing to become someone who's capable of admiration, enjoys admiring people, has a vision for people, believes in their exceptional possibilities? And let's just go ahead and make it four here. Joy. I hope whoever you are, you'll think about this for your wife or husband. You'll think about this for your parents. You'll think about this for your kids. You'll think about this for your friends. To make sure that no one is ever alone. The world is not worse because there's a lack of economic opportunity, though that is a problem. Because there's political polarization, though that is a problem. No, the world is worse, not because there's racism, though that's a problem. And it's a huge problem. They're all massive problems. But you know what makes the world worse? I mean, that makes the world terrible. You know what makes it worse than terrible? It's when all those things exist and we don't have friends. This is Russ Off the Cuff. I hope you keep listening. And you know what? I'm going to ask you to do me a favor if you're listening. Share this podcast and share leaddifferent.com with other people. See if maybe they'll get into it. We can start something special here, which is building deep relationships, learning how to lead in a different way, and maybe being able to pass on to other generations the level of depth, the level of effort, the level of reflection, the level of conversation necessary to be able to live exceptional lives, not where we're famous or well-known, but we're satisfied and inspired. Thanks again for your time, which is really valuable, I know. I hope you'll listen to me again in our new episodes that'll be coming up on Russ Off the Cuff.